Major League Baseball officials are reacting cautiously to the news confirming pitcher Steve Beckler had ephedra in his system when he died last month. A Florida medical examiner released final toxicology tests yesterday. The doctor says they show the controversial supplement ephedra was a significant factor in Beckler's death from heat stroke at spring training. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
3 weeks ago, Broward County Medical Examiner Dr. Joshua Perper jumped headlong into the ongoing debate about the safety of ephedra. The day he did the autopsy on 23-year-old Steve Beckler, Perper said his preliminary conclusions showed Beckler had been taking an over-the-counter weight loss supplement containing ephedra and that it was partly to blame for Beckler's fatal heat stroke. Lawmakers, health officials, sports organizations, and the media grabbed a hold of Perper's comments. The only thing slowing the rush to judgment was the fact that the definitive toxicology report from the doctor's autopsy hadn't come back until yesterday.
It is my professional opinion that the toxicity of ephedra played a significant role in the death of Mr. Beckler.
Dr. Perper's conclusions from last month were confirmed, he said, by the final test results. Blood and fluid samples showed significant levels of ephedrine, the chemical component of the herb ephedra. The levels, said Perper, were consistent with reports that Beckler had taken 3 supplement tablets the morning he got sick. The recommended dosage for that ephedra-containing supplement is 2 tablets in the morning and 2 in the afternoon. Perper said ephedra increases metabolism and raises the body's temperature by as much as 2 degrees.
It was not the only factor, but its pharmacological effects, coupled with the other risk factors of this particular unfortunate young man, yes, they caused the heat stroke.
The other risk factors included Steve Beckler being overweight, not acclimatized to the Florida heat, and suffering from borderline high blood pressure. Those are the factors the ephedra industry is focused on. In a teleconference following Perper's announcement, industry spokesman Wes Signer said ephedra is safe when taken properly. And he said blaming ephedra for Beckler's death distracts from what he called the real issues relating to athletes and heat stroke.
Athletes should be properly hydrated, have proper nutrition, have proper training, and be screened for problems that might occur in those very competitive, very strenuous settings. We shouldn't rush to judgment on ephedra, particularly when the clinical data indicates that there's not an issue here.
Signer's data comes from Baylor University, where sports nutritionists and exercise physiologists found ephedra safe for otherwise healthy individuals. However, RAND, a health policy research organization, last month released a report questioning ephedra's safety. The report was based on more than 50 separate studies and thousands of reports of adverse effects. While not proof, researchers say there's enough evidence to suggest a link between ephedra and sudden death, heart attack, or stroke. Dr. Perper has all the evidence he needs, and he used yesterday's news conference as another opportunity to speak out against ephedra. Major League Baseball doesn't ban the supplement, and officials with the league and the Players Association have said they would wait for Beckler's toxicology report before deciding whether to change the policy. Perper says now baseball has every reason to change.
Once those facts are on the table, I don't see how a reasonable person who waits for the result would say that they are not significant and shouldn't make a positive determination.
But baseball still is proceeding carefully. Major League officials who recently banned ephedra in the minor leagues say they're still concerned about ephedra safety and ready to talk with the players' union about regulating the supplement. Last week, the union sent out a warning to players about ephedra. Yesterday, union head Don Fear repeated the warning, saying in a memo, "We urge you to avoid supplements containing ephedra pending the results of current intensive scrutiny by the federal government. We'll keep you posted." Tom Goldman, NPR News.